the most important problem is the rising of the rents. You have to have a very good salary to afford a rent, especially if you want a house only for yourself. And it's a big problem, the house stuff, and I hope that they solve it soon in a way. I don't know how, but it's important because, for example, for a family, it's not so easy to afford an expensive rent.
The young generations, I don't know whether they're going to uni or study, but they're hanging around, and knife crime is day by day increasing, and the drug dealings is increasing day by day. I think the government need to take some steps to sort it out, or the young generation need to involve so that they get rid of this type of activities, whether education or job sector or anything.
Drugs is one of the biggest things. You know, as soon as you come over your house and you see drug dealers in your area, that is very frustrating, and it really puts you off everything, isn't it? Whether you go in job, you know, college, uni, and especially my wife as well. She has to look after the two kids when I'm at work, and you feel worried, isn't it, every time that you left your kids behind, and you, even in your lift, you know, there's a drug dealer smoking and taking crack cocaine. And where are the police? Where are the local wardens?
I'm worried about if there is not much improvement. I'm worried about why we should stay like that. We can improve in so many ways. So they need to support us in so many ways. From housing, I got a flat, but I must tell you, it's too dirty downstairs. Sometimes you go to the council, you complain, but your voice is not heard. Maybe they don't have the money. They need to work on that.
It's a very political question, isn't it? Yeah.
Mainly financial things. I've already talked about the council and things like that. The problem with those sorts of worries is that putting more pressure on people and having more poverty increases the tendency for people to find illegal ways of making money, which is a fairly large problem in the area. We've probably got quite a big problem setting itself up in terms of drug use, rough sleepers and things like that, and the consequences in terms of hostility towards those people. I don't want to put anything out against the rough sleepers, because they don't have much choice, but there's a lot of people just simply don't like it and will get angry about it and will threaten people. So essentially the pressure that people have been put under is causing them to behave more selfishly and more roughly towards the people they should be neighbours of.
I've never really thought about worrying about the future of it, because I mean, it's been pretty consistent. Like growing up here, like ever since I was young, like it's been, obviously people are coming and going, and but they're always like giving something back to like the communities. So I feel like it's pretty stable how things are going. There has been changes, but it's kind of like change step by step. So I don't know what I'd be worried about in the future. Maybe the crime rate I'd be worried about, because young people these days, like you never know them, like in schools and things, it's not going good, is it? You know, there is this knife crime lectures and things that you get in schools and in assemblies and things, but I don't think it's doing like a world of good to some people. And if we don't like address the issues now, it's just going to get like worse. And I don't think people see it as an issue now because it's not affecting them, but it could. You know, when you have like young boys growing up in like this area specifically, I get worried about that as well. Like we need more youth clubs for them as well, something that they can enjoy without getting into these stupid fights and arguments over nothing. Like it was a belt the other day, wasn't it, in Clapham, where they stabbed each other. It was over a belt. It's ludicrous, isn't it? I'm just worried that that sort of stuff is going to like spill over here, and kids growing up here are going to see it as like it happens anyway, so you know it could happen to them, so they won't see it as a big thing, what's morally right and morally wrong kind of thing. I just feel like I hope things don't, you know, escalate to that level, but we never know.
Well, nothing really. The only thing that I don't like about it is the NatWest there, it's closed down. So now what you've got to do, you've got to go all the way down there to that NatWest. And nearly every time I go down, there's a queue out the door. All these people here, they were using this bank, and they've got to go all the way down there. Now, so that's pretty bad, but I mean, that's just the way it goes, you know.
My worries are that the inequality, the poverty, children are growing. We've got the highest level of child poverty in the country in Tower Hamlets. We shouldn't be tolerating that. And the homelessness, and my worry is what that's doing to us, fracturing the community.
I feel like the house prices are going really up, so in some point I may have to move out of the area because I can't really afford it. And knife crime and antisocial behaviour, drugs, these things are really worrying at the moment.
Not for the time being, I haven't.
Yeah, I worry that I won't be able to afford to live here. absolutely hasn't. You know, it's just ridiculous. Unless laws are changed and things. I mean, I'm not going to say it's going to go the way Mayfair's gone, which is like maybe one in three houses occupied now. When it's so easy for dodgy global finance just to buy up, you know, to use housing basically as a piggy bank, then everyone suffers. I mean, I used to know a lot of people in this area. They don't live here now. They moved firstly to Dalston, then to Walthamstow, and the last I heard, they moved to Brighton. I mean, I'm lucky I've got social housing, you know, and I've clung on to that for dear life. All right, it's not a palace by any means, but I'm so grateful to have it. I don't know how other people, especially in their 20s, manage. 40 quid was my first room here, 40 quid a week in Mile End.
No, not really.
Well, if we carry on having a Tory government, the area will be destroyed.